More than 10 million people a year paddle down whitewater rapids in kayaks and rafts. It's one of the fastest-growing outdoor sports in the United States. Most make it down the rapids just fine, but every year 50 to 60 people die. One death led a grieving father to take a closer look at an important piece of safety gear, the helmet. NPR's David Malikoff reports.
On a summer day 7 years ago, Lucas Turner and some friends set off on a whitewater kayaking trip down the North Fork of the Payette River in Idaho. Lucas was 22, by all accounts a talented paddler, ready for the Payette's big and dangerous rapids. Then, in the middle of one of those rapids, Lucas Turner's kayak flipped over. The last time anyone saw him alive, he was out of his boat, swimming into a torrent full of boulders.
And he took a blow to the center of the forehead and basically was killed instantly.
Gil Turner is Lucas's dad.
And after a lot of sorrow and a lot of hurt, I started looking closely at the reason why he would have been killed.
Gil Turner was especially curious about the helmet his son wore that day. It was a popular model at the time, made of plastic, lined with foam, with just one chin strap.
And the more I looked at his helmet, the more I could see that there was no way to keep the helmet from rotating back if a force of water hit it or anything hit it, because it was only held in place by a single retention strap.
Gil Turner believes his son died because that helmet wasn't designed to handle rushing water. And after some research, he discovered that very few of the helmets sold to kayakers and whitewater rafters were specifically designed for the sport.
There were helmets generic from other sports and were simply sold for use in whitewater. There was no true whitewater helmet.
Gil Turner decided he would try to change that. First, he pushed U.S. helmet makers to set specific standards for whitewater. But that effort bogged down in disagreements. So he decided to set an example by building and selling a new and safer whitewater helmet. Turner had time for the project. He was retiring from a career in real estate. But he needed some technical help. That came from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Andrew Lincoln oversaw the project. He now directs sports health research at the MedStar Institute in Hyattsville, Maryland. He says two engineering students at Hopkins made some calculations and built a prototype. Then they put it on a test dummy and stuck it in an unusual torture chamber.
They used a fire hose to blast away at this helmet to make sure that there was not going to be any of that rotation.
They used a fire hose?
Yeah, because they were able to, you know, correlate what types of forces and the speed of the water that would be representative of the rapids that this would be used in.
It took Turner 3 more years to fine-tune his helmet. It includes 4 layers of shock-absorbing material and a patented safety harness. This month, the helmets will begin rolling off an assembly line in Hong Kong. Now the question is whether Turner's helmets will sell. Since his son died 7 years ago, whitewater boating has boomed, and a lot of companies have jumped into the market. Some are already offering helmets that boast new safety features. Still, Turner thinks his competitors will be hard-pressed to beat his prices, $35 to $70. And there's no question that his personal story has attracted a lot of interest from potential customers.
Welcome to the Maryland Shootout!
Recently, at a whitewater rodeo on the Potomac River near Washington, a fleet of kayakers took turns riding a rapid called the Maryland Chute. They all had helmets, but many said they'd consider buying another one if it was safer.
My name's Ed Gertler, and I've been paddling since 1963. My helmet was once the state of the art back in the 1970s. I'm still wearing the same one, and I need a new one, but I haven't seen anything better, so I would welcome something really new.
Ursi Potter has also paddled for decades.
Finding a helmet that fits, that's secure, is a very difficult thing. Especially women have a hard time.
Jim Hupschman, however, wondered if Turner's new design will have enough flair to appeal to paddlers, who are often style conscious.
Style is important. A lot of kayakers care more about style than about how good the helmet is.
Gil Turner thinks his helmet's trendy colors, including kick butt pink and cavu blue, will sell well. And he says the important thing is that this was something he had to do for Lucas.
We believe we have a real winner. Our primary objective is to get them out there on the heads of kayakers. It's a labor of love.
And Turner says that all he wants is for every paddler to be safe. David Malakoff, NPR News.